This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana 3rd Judicial District DA John Belton says he'll convene a grand jury next month to seek indictments against state police troopers involved in the 2019 roadside death of Ronald Green. He says he cannot comment further because grand jury presentations are not public. Baton Rouge criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor Franz Borghardt says that information will all likely become public at trial if one is called for.
Anything that they use to indict these individuals ultimately will be discoverable later over the normal process of the criminal proceedings.
In 2019, Green led troopers on a three-parish high-speed chase. It ended in Union Parish with his running into a tree. His family was told he died in a car crash, but a year later, trooper body cam footage surfaced showing officers beating Green and dragging him by the feet. He died while in custody. Borghardt says he doubts Belton would convene a grand jury if he didn't think they would indict.
Odds are, based on the video footage, based on the evidence that was collected by the federal investigation and the local investigation, I suspect he has a strong, solid case.
Belton testified earlier this year before state legislative hearings that he felt state and federal crimes were committed in Green's arrest. An expert witness described Green's treatment as torture and murder. Borghardt says he thinks Belton is confident the grand jury will indict. He says there are generally three scenarios going to a grand jury.
One is when you're actively seeking an indictment and you're going to get an indictment. Two, you're not sure what you have and you're going to let the grand jury decide. Three, you go to the grand jury sometimes to dispose of cases and you let the grand jury do your dirty work.
He says Belton is taking option one, a certain indictment. The grand jury will hear Belton's case against the troopers November 10th. A fire has happened on ULM's campus at the Emily Williamson Laboratory School. The witnesses to the event say the cleaning lady smelled smoke and called police. ULM has sent out a notice saying that the school will be closed, or the Emily Williamson Center will be closed. Emergency personnel have contained that site, and parents whose children are enrolled at the lab school have been contacted about the necessary arrangements. ULM hits the road Saturday looking to snap a two-game streak as they face South Alabama. South Al is 4-1, the Warhawks 2-4 after losing to Coastal Carolina by a touchdown on Saturday. Coach Terry Bowden says he is looking for his team to do the little things to get the win. This is 90.3 KDM.